Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Turns out Vinny's Instagram handle is Cool Breeze.
No, that's my nickname.
Who calls you that?
Everybody. What are you
no
talking about?
No one calls you that.
Oh, my God. Everybody calls me that.
No one. I've never heard you called Cool Breeze. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God. Everybody
calls
me that.
Oh, my
Everybody.
God. You're opposite of breezy. You're like a windstorm. You're like a tempest.
And it's not my Instagram
handle.
You're not
cool. Handle. You're all wound up.
It's just my nickname. Relax, everyone.
He's the wound up tornado. That's his Cool Breeze. Where the hell are you coming up with that from?
It's my nickname.
What in your own mind?
I've been called it forever.
No one has ever called you that. Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
How dare you?
Cool Breeze. Well, you know, maybe that'll make you breezy and easy throughout the day today. Just keep looking at your name on there. I'm going to remind you, every time you get all, you know, wound up, I'm going to be all like, hey, Cool Breeze. Cool Breeze. Your name, your nickname's Dork Johnson, just so we're clear. And you should put your Instagram handle up there. That's hilarious. You're adorable. You are adorable.
Super
cute. I actually just fell 3% more in love with you than I already was, which was high. The love factor is high.
A good nickname is important. No question.
Yeah, but other people have to. The whole thing with nicknames is you don't give them to yourself. The whole thing. People just start calling you that.
No,
like Vincy Poo.
Look,
that's
people
one.
Been calling.
Come on,
nobody calls me Vincy Poo.
I call you it.
Everyone calls
more
me.
More people
cool
call
Breeze.
You Vincy Poo. Vincy Poo than Cool Breeze. Cool Breeze is not a thing. That is hilarious.
All right, listen, can you just get what people are waiting right now.
They're not. They're actually just, they're scratching their heads going, Cool Breeze? Somebody calls Vinny Cool Breeze? Oh, Vinny does. Oh, okay.
No, that's not.
Cool Breeze.
Damn it.
Is that your name on your, when you play Jackbox games, you put Cool Breeze in as your handle on there?
You know, I have other nicknames too, Sarah.
Oh, like what? Tell us some of your other nicknames that you have. I'm
no,
dying to hear.
I don't really want your trouble. you just turn everything around on me.
You're the cutest boy I've ever met. Like, he thinks his nickname's
nice.
Cool Breeze. It's so adorable. It's Wild Wind. That's what your nickname should be. Cool Breeze.
Wild Wind.
Because
it's not nice. See Vinny why I won't tell you my other nicknames? Look what you do to
him. He would go to Hawaii and everyone else is just like, oh, look, a hammock and an ice cold lemonade. Wow, here's what I'm doing today. And Vinny's on that. Vinny gets on the hammock and starts swinging it wildly. He breaks the palm tree down. He rolls down a cliff into the ocean and then he's finally happy.
How dare you?
Oh, my God. I'm very daring. Oh, my God. Thank you. I'm wide awake now. This is amazing. Oh, and if I wasn't already awake, this would have woken me right up. The weekend. Oh, my God, you guys. Did you see him at the Super Bowl? Wow. Just wow, wow, wow. And you could actually see him live in 2022.
Oh, I was like, where is she going with this? That's ridiculous.
Yeah, we got a contest going on. We're talking this guy up.
Right. Yep.
Through Friday night. At 5:05 every afternoon, Janie has a code word for you. So you tune in, and there's our Jane, and she says, "So, and the code word is," and you text that to 20357, and then you have a chance to pick which show you want to go to. And when I say show, I mean actual show. You get your choice between The Weeknd at the Oakland Arena on March 8th, 2022, or The Weeknd at the SAP Center on March 9th, 2022. He's going to be here in the area. Go to RadioAlice.com. Get all the details. But all you really need to know is listen to Jane at 5:05. She'll explain the whole thing. Our little Jane. The Weeknd. Imagine that going to a show. It's going to be so normal.
I can't wait to go to shows again.
Tell me about it. Holy cow. That's going to be like a dream come true. It'll feel like the olden days. I said. All right. I'm blinded by the light.
I don't really know the words to this.
And we also probably shouldn't sing along. What with us being opposites practice.
You guys sound great.
Right? Yeah. Sure. Oh, my God.
It doesn't have quite. When my daughter was singing, what was she watching? Muppet Babies. And she's singing the intro. I'm like, please never stop singing. This is the cutest thing I've ever seen in the history of the entire world.
Oh.
But I don't think we have that same. I think people are like, I like this song. Why are you stomping all over it?
Yeah, when we sing, it sucks.
It's like crushing flowers. What's wrong with you?
I know. That, you know what? That's a great comparison because you don't want to see those crushed. Which daughter?
My youngest, the two-year-old.
There's nothing cuter than a two-year-old who doesn't even know the words.
See, that's what my point. Like, she doesn't know all the words, but she's trying so hard. It's incredible.
You got to get some video of that up.
You know, I try very hard to get pictures and post and have the memories, even other than posting, but I really only remember when I'm sitting on my ass. Like, I went and did all this stuff with my kid and didn't think to take a picture. I sat down, like, late in the day on Saturday and went, oh, we should take a picture and play with the Snapchat filters or whatever.
That was cute.
And that's the picture I have, but... You know, we'd gone bike riding.
We're in the wrong generation, Vin. Like, this generation, their hand is just an appendage. Their phone that's in their hand is just, of course they think of it because they live their whole life on that thing.
Yeah.
But for us, we lived in the real world most of our lives.
They have good posts, though, and I sure don't.
Yeah, you put some cute ones up there. More. And even if you don't want to post it, just send it to me so I can look at it. Sometimes those things cheer me up. And this might cheer you up, too. You ever hear, there was a, I know they have this for women, where people donate, like, their business suits or dresses, nicer clothing, so that women who are homeless or can't afford a new outfit for a job interview, say, get to come down and get fitted for some clothes. So people donate to these organizations, and now there's one for, and I don't think this is new. I'm sure this was around. There's something called the Doe Fund, and Alex Trebek's entire Jeopardy wardrobe is going to be donated to, the Doe Fund. Donate to the homeless for job interviews. It'll go to the Ready, Willing, and Able Reentry Program. It helps get people back on their feet. Jeopardy producer said during his last day ever on the set, Alex extolled the virtues of everyone opening up their hands and their hearts to those who are suffering, and this is the perfect way to begin to honor that last request. The final inventory that was donated was 58 dress shirts, 14 suits, 300 neckties, 25 polo shirts, 14 sweaters, 9 sports coats, 9 pairs of dress shoes, 15 belts, 2 parkas, and 3 pairs of dress slacks. So they... And I don't know if the Dove, if once you've worn it to an interview, now it's yours or you have to return it. Oh, there's a whole bunch of the wardrobe right there.
I have to think they give it to you, right? They can't possibly be like, oh, and come back and give it to us so we can reuse it. No.
Right. The Dove Fund sent a thank you saying the men in our career training programs are always in need of professional attire so they can shine in their job interviews and work with confidence once they're hired. So yeah, that sounds like they're giving them some clothes if they're continuing to look sharp. The donation alleviates the obstacle of not having appropriate clothing, is what the charity said. Alex passed away from pancreatic cancer on November 8th. And this is something to think about. There's a lot of people who are in a tough spot right now. And if you've got, I look, I'm not, I, not that I have any really business attire because I would totally donate to this, but I don't even know what I'd wear to a job interview if I had to go to one at
that
this
red
point.
Business suit.
Dude, that's one. Stop it. Don't. That's my Santa suit, and that's only my Santa.
Hold on. I tried not to call it a Santa suit.
I knew
suit.
You were going there.
Now, I was actually trying to be nice. Even
that's
though
me throwing Cool Breeze a bone.
You just mocked me and my nickname. I was trying to say you do have a suit, and it's business wear. It's bright red and does look Santa-ish, but nonetheless, bright red velvet.
Yeah, that's not a good thing for a... I used to have this really nice tweed. I don't know what I did. I must have gotten rid of it at some point. I had this really nice... I wore it to like every interview for 10 years. Just like a kind of a men's cut business suit. I loved it. Anyway... the Dough Fund, if you're into this and you've got some clothes that you can donate. And even, you know, look, at some point people will buy a new suit and they get rid of an old one. You know, think about something like this. And there are, I don't know the names of them, but there are women's charities for this as well. So we had heard that the Obamas had signed a deal with Netflix. And I didn't know what this would entail. It sounded like they were going to do documentaries and highlight things that are going on in the world that could use some attention and need some help. Michelle Obama has launched a cooking show for kids on Netflix with puppets. Like, this is, it's 10 episodes a season. It is called Waffles and Mochi. And she's hosting it. It's in it, she's the proprietor of a whimsical marketplace, like a supermarket, and she helps people being puppets, shop for the right foods, and then they cook some stuff together. She's, in, you know, this is her mission. She wants kids to eat healthy. She put the, you know, White House garden together. So she's encouraging kids to eat healthier, and it's getting a global spin and puppet allies. She's this is going to be on Netflix, a part of the production deal between her and the company that she founded with former President Barack Obama. I think you've heard of him. So in addition to executive producing Waffles and Mochi, it debuts March 16th, so next month. She'll play the proprietor of a whimsical supermarket that employs the puppets Waffles and Mochi. Those are their names. They are best friends and aspiring chefs. Mochi, I'm going to guess, is the little round. You know, the Mochi's Japanese ice cream has like a rice dough coating on it. Oh, she's holding Mochi. She's holding Mochi in this one.
Oh, yeah, that's the guy there, yeah.
Waffles is the guy on the right-hand side of this picture, and you can see his ears are made of waffles. Mm-hmm. So Waffles and Mochi, they work at this supermarket. She says, I'm excited for families and children everywhere to join us on our adventures as we discover, cook, and eat delicious foods from all over the world. She tweeted that on Tuesday. Netflix is saying it's 10 episodes. It's the culinary adventure of a lifetime. The characters hop on board a magical shopping cart to see ingredients all over the world. This sounds adorable. And why not, right? We're all stuck at home. Kids, make dinner. Michelle Obama's going to help you. Oh, look, there she is. I don't know, putting syrup on his waffles. I'm not sure. She's putting a toque on him.
Oh, she's, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is that what those are called? Toque. A toque.
Yeah.
A toque?
It's the chef hat.
Oh.
Isn't that what it's called?
Something yeah.
Like that. I don't know what it's called. A toque is, to me, is a pass the doobie. Yeah.
From the
give me
left
some
hand
doobie.
Side.
Let me pull a toque off that.
Right. Yeah. Toque.
Take a toque. Try not to joke.
Toque. I learned that from Ratatouille.
Oh, yeah. Maybe that's where I learned it from. Children's shows. I love them. Uh-huh. I just found this interesting. And I guess it makes sense. And I didn't hate this particular Super Bowl halftime show. They did a study.
Oh, you didn't?
I'm not talking about the weekend.
Oh, okay.
I was talking about the one I that see. Won this survey.
Okay, got it.
In fact, they're saying here the results are in. As the debate continues over whether or not this past weekend's halftime show from the weekend was any good, a study from onby.com turned up who our favorite has been in the past 20 years. So they took 20 years of Super Bowl halftime shows, and they didn't just say which one was your favorite. What they did was made everybody rank by like or dislike and various other algorithms, I don't know. They narrowed it down. About 4,300 fans were surveyed. It like to dislike ratios. And what they found is actually quite surprising. Prince's 07 performance, that's number 3.
Oh, I would have thought that was like the top one.
People say that's the number 1, right? Shakira and J-Lo, they were number 2.
Oh.
You know, that one, look, this is so typical that most people have short memories and only can remember the things that just happened to them. So they won't remember The Who or The Rolling Stones or Tom Petty. But, you know, who did it last? Oh, they were great. J-Lo. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That.
Well, I don't know how this information was presented to these 4,700 people or whatever the number was. But they went through. So the least favorite of all of the, which just, you know, it was the like-dislike ratio, you know, as they sort of averaged it out from all these people. It was the Maroon 5 one from 2019.
Again, just the recent ones, right?
Right. The second to least, I would have thought, though, and I think that this one is, I'm not sure how far back this goes. It goes back to, I guess, 2001, which was Aerosmith. I don't even remember them doing it. I do not remember it. And I don't know if they showed these or if they just made you remember it. But Aerosmith from 01 was number 11. Jessica Simpson, I didn't even remember Jessica Simpson was part of this, by the way. Janet Jackson, Justin Timberlake, the boob incident, the wardrobe malfunction from 04. Jessica Simpson headlined that. It says
what?
Here. That's what it says here. Jessica Simpson, Janet Jackson, Justin Timberlake. That was in 04, and that ranked 19th. Didn't even lose. Maroon 5 is lower than that one. And that was the one with that nasty breast showing. Ah. The Who from 2010 was number 18. Shania Twain, I don't remember her doing it, 03, 17th. Black Eyed Peas in 2011 was 16th. Bruce Springsteen in 09 was 15th. The Stones from 06 were 14th place. Bruno Mars, which was the best one. It was awesome. I remember it, which is saying something, because it was in 2014, and that was 13th place. Justin Timberlake from 2018 was 12th place. Then Aerosmith.
For me, you know what? Real quick. For me, Bruno's kind of the... How do I put this? I like the way he's a showman, the way he and his team dance and have it choreographed.
Yes.
That, to me, is more of a show than what The Weeknd did.
Absolutely. So and they had guests. It was exciting.
Right. Maybe that's what I was measuring him against, that sort of performance while... And I don't know if Bruno sang or if he was lip syncing. I don't know.
You know, I don't know either. You never can tell. It's got to be so incredibly difficult to perform live during those things, you know. But he still had to at least do the dancing. So Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers from 08, that came in 10th place. Paul McCartney was 9th. U2 from 02 was 8th. Katy Perry was 7th. Lady Gaga was 6th. Beyonce was 5th. Madonna was 4th. Prince in 07, that was number 3. Shakira and J-Lo were number 2. And then can you remember the one? Can you even remember the one I'm going to say is the number 1? But according to just people's feelings about it, like or dislike, the number 1 halftime show in the last 20 years, it's from 2016.
Is that the one here?
It is the one here.
So it's Beyonce.
It's Coldplay. It's Coldplay.
But Beyonce, wait.
Yeah, he had guests. I don't know if Beyonce was one of them. I remember them having guests.
Yeah, Beyonce was one of them.
Who else?
Bruno
because
Mars.
She also, well, Bruno, oh, that's right, Bruno Mars. Mm-hmm. That is right.
Oh, so Bruno was the one.
Well, no, it was Coldplay's show, but the guests were these people. But I'm telling you, having guests on there, it's cool. It mixes it up. Yeah, I remember him being in the squat the whole time. That was the only thing I could remember. He looks happy. Looks like they had a good day.
Okay.
They had kind of a cool stage with a whirlpool on it.
I would only accept Tom Petty. I will accept Prince.
Or Bruno, even.
This was a
accept
really good
U2.
Show.
This was a good show.
U2 did the one after 9/11, and U2 had a real problem on their hands, and they rose to the occasion in a way that only they could.
Look, you know, just this little clip is so much more exciting than what we just recently saw. Look at them
Look
go.
At them go. Yeah, that's great.
That is real energy right there.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Oh, damn.
Oh, here comes Beyonce.
Yeah, that's what it's about. The collaborations.
Yeah.
Just something for everybody, I guess.
Beyonce's here!
Look at that. I love that. When she's walking forward, it's only her. And then out from behind her, on either side, people step out.
Right.
That's killer.
That is so cool.
And they also had to, I'm sure, they're like, you're too tall, you can't be hired.
Right.
You're too wide, you can't be hired.
Nope, you're going to be able to see you behind Beyonce.
You're too pretty.
Yeah, no. You're going to be way in the back.
Anyway, all right. Well, that's, you
there
know.
There you go. Coldplay show. That was the one, according to, I think it's called One. Where's the damn thing?
Oh, no, no,
someplace. Some, one, sorry, on by. That's the one. Okay, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
I have a lot of stuff, including the new Aunt Jemima. And, well, and a bunch more after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.